She was the star of a television show beloved all around the world. She's featured in eight motion pictures. She's been a guest on The Today Show, The Tonight Show, and everything in between. She's performed in front of royalty and at the Hollywood Bowl. She's read Christmas stories with Michelle Obama at the White House. Her book was on the New York Times bestseller list for more than 7 months, and she's had outfits designed especially for her by Prada, Marc Jacobs, Donna Karan, and Vivienne Westwood. And on the podcast today, we ask the question, is Miss Piggy famous?
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby.
Kissy, kissy, and welcome to another episode of the Fantastic Miss Piggy podcast. I'm Danny Horn, and this podcast chronicles my journey to learn everything there is to know about that divine swine, the incomparable Miss Piggy. Today on the show, we are talking about the Hollywood years, and my guest from the Muppet fan site Tough Pigs and the podcast Moving Right Along, a Muppet movie podcast, it's Ryan Rowe. Kissy, kissy,
Hello,
Ryan.
kissy kissy, back at you. Thank you for having moi.
I am so glad that you're here.
Has anyone said that yet?
No, I think you are the
Oh,
first.
good.
Yeah, well
Okay,
done. I
thanks.
appreciate it. Now, on your podcast, you've been looking very carefully at the first four Muppet movies, as well as all the specials and the record albums. And I have to ask, how you feeling, buddy? Because that's a lot.
It is a lot because we are going through the movies 2 minutes at a time. Every episode of the podcast covers
Yeah.
just 2 minutes of each movie. But overall, I think I've come to appreciate all of these things more because of taking them apart and analyzing them like this. We are preparing to go into Muppet Treasure Island, which should be interesting because it's the first time where one of us is less enthusiastic than the other. My co-host Anthony Strand is not, he doesn't really like Muppet Treasure Island, so we'll see.
Yeah, and when Anthony doesn't like something, you find out about
Yes, he's
it.
good
He
at
doesn't.
articulating
He
why.
does not. He does not go to the grave with that secret.
We'll see how that goes. And yeah, Piggy's role in that is pretty interesting, so
It absolutely is. I think I will be there to talk
Yes,
about
we have episodes set aside for you
that.
already, specific
Hooray.
scenes.
Well, today on the show, we are talking about the Hollywood years, specifically 1979 and the TV special The Muppets Go Hollywood, and 1989 and the Jim Henson Hour Miss Piggy's Hollywood. And we are asking, is Miss Piggy supposed to be famous or not? This is a very complicated, semantic, and philosophical question.
Yeah, I want to say I don't know that there will be a yes or no answer, and that comes down to the fact that despite how much some fans really want there to be like a single unified theory of the Muppet universe, there's really not. So it varies.
Yeah, and I think Miss Piggy especially is her entire job is to complicate that
Maybe more than any of the other characters.
and to live in kind of a more complex world. And so here we are seeing her kind of basically at the top of her career and kind of at the bottom. But even then, it gets very complicated in between. So first up, we're going to talk about The Muppets Go Hollywood. It's a special that appeared on May 16th, 1979, about 2 weeks before the Muppet movie.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Hollywood, California, and this is the historic Coconut Grove. No place on earth more completely symbolizes the glitter and glamour of the entertainment world. And here tonight, history will be made again, for a party is being held to celebrate the meteoric rise of one small frog. A frog who started life in a common swamp and went on to become the world's only green superstar in his first motion picture, The Muppet Movie. The celebrities of the world are gathering here, drawn as if by magnets to this stupendous event. For tonight, we will see the unimaginable. Ladies and gentlemen, the Muppets Go Hollywood.
The idea was we've got a movie coming out, so we're going to make an hour-long TV special to promote it. Making movies was still a big deal in the 70s.
Oh yeah, this they do make a big deal of like, oh, the Muppets are making movies now. This is
Yeah.
a big new thing for them.
And they do this special that feels kind of like it's not as polished as your usual Muppet show or Muppet movie.
No.
It feels kind of like a throwaway in this strange way.
It's a strange one because there are parts of it that seem very scripted, and some parts of it are funny, but also there are parts of it where it seems like they just got a bunch of celebrity, like they really just invited a bunch of celebrities to a party and pointed cameras at celebrities and Muppets and hoped something amusing would happen, and
Right. Which sometimes it
Sometimes.
does, often it
Sometimes it
does.
does. Yeah.
Yeah, Special it was filmed in the Coconut Grove, which is a nightclub in the Ambassador Hotel on Wilshire Boulevard. The special was hosted by Dick Van Dyke and Rita Moreno. Basically has no plot. It's the Muppets and then real celebrities who they bring together. So what are the kinds of people that they've got there? I remember like Mel Brooks and Raquel Welch and Cheryl Ladd.
Liberace pops up a
Liberace's
couple times. Peter Falk is briefly interviewed
in.
by Dick Van
A
Dyke.
very confused Peter Falk.
He is very confused. Dick Van Dyke says, "Can you imagine what kinds of parties used to go on here in the 30s?" And Peter Falk says, "No, I can't imagine," which is not a very helpful answer.
He's not doing yes and.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so a lot of this is, the Muppets do some musical numbers, and Rita Moreno and Dick Van Dyke do some musical numbers, and they show some clips of the movie, and then a lot of it is just celebrities, like real people hanging out at this party.
Yeah.
Really, I think the most interesting thing in the special is Miss Piggy, as
Yeah.
she kind of like brushes up against true stardom, which is the thing that she's been dreaming of for the past like 2.5 years.
Right. Watching this with an eye toward what we were going to be talking about, the question of is Miss Piggy famous? I sort of kept coming back to there's really, you could question whether all the Muppets are famous or not, but within the story within the Muppet reality, such as it is, Piggy is the one who wants it the most. So, in the intro to this special, all the Muppets arrive like to walk the red carpet to the Coconut Grove, and there's a big crowd, which I assume are real people. I mean, or I don't know, maybe they're extras,
I
but
think there's at least one guy who's there who is there to do like a funny line.
okay,
So he's an actor, but yeah, I think it's possible that the rest of them are just like extras that are hanging around.
cheering for the Muppets and the celebrities, just as if the Muppets are celebrities themselves. They're very happy and very excited to see all these stars. Yeah, so just as much as, so they're just as excited to see Fozzie as they are to see Miss Piggy.
And if you think about other famous puppets, like Charlie McCarthy or Lamb Chop or Kukla, Fran and Ollie, like the idea of them hosting a big Hollywood party like this is just like the silliest thing in the world.
Yeah, maybe Charlie McCarthy at peak popularity of the radio show, but yeah, I can't imagine this happening with any of those others.
Think like Mickey Mouse could do it, Bugs Bunny could do it, like
Right? But that's the thing. Those
at the peak of their fame, but as
they
cartoons.
don't exist in physical space. It's a lot
Yeah.
harder.
And so the Muppets kind of get to do that. And one thing that I think is hard for us to really get today is how fast this happened. Like, this was a syndicated little puppet show in September 1976, and Miss Piggy didn't really start to get attention until the end of the season, like, let's say spring 1977.
Yeah, she's still being alternated between two puppeteers in that
Up
first
until,
season.
yeah, almost the end of the season. Less than 2 years later, she's the star of a major motion picture, and
Oh, yeah.
essentially every celebrity in Hollywood stands up and cheers for her.
Yeah, that is fast.
An insanely short amount of time for her to work her magic in the world.
Yeah, as much as people are excited to see all the Muppets, I guess Piggy is the star, and we know that because, at least especially in those first three Muppet movies, she's the one who kind of gets these featured moments and these spotlight moments and gets to sing solos.
Yeah. And is specifically called out as the superstar. Like during this special, people keep saying that.
Right. Well, Rita Moreno is very excited to talk to her.
Yeah.
And yeah, oh, well, in her entrance, we should mention Piggy's entrance. Where she's carried in on, is this called a litter? It's
Yeah.
one of
Yeah.
these.
Or a chaise. This is baby face,
Yeah, but she's
which
carried
is.
in on this thing that's carried by these four shirtless men.
Four muscle men, like Hollywood muscle
Yeah,
men.
strapping, muscle-bound, shirtless men, and she's all dressed up, and you do wonder, looking at that thing, where is Frank Oz? I guess he's just like lying it inside that thing.
Yeah, he's just lying down, holding
Yeah.
with a his hand up,
Yeah.
operating that puppet. Yeah.
It's very glamorous.
It is extreme, and she is dressed up like crazy with
Yes.
silk and gold lamé cape and huge feathers on her hat, and then like gold all over her front, all this
Yes.
jewelry. It's sort of an Art Deco extravaganza. It's very luxurious. And when she comes in, and people are throwing flower petals during
Yeah.
her
Oh,
entrance.
and Gary Owens introduces her as something like the newest Hollywood sex symbol.
Ladies and gentlemen, never in the history of the Coconut Grove has there ever been an event like this. The newest of Hollywood sex symbols is here with us tonight. May I present the most beautiful pig in the world, Miss Piggy!
And she comes in, and they all sing "The Most Beautiful Girl in the World," and there's Hollywood stars throwing. It's the gayest thing that ever happened in the
Yeah,
world.
sure. Yeah.
They're in like faux Egyptian headdresses.
Yes.
It's just amazing. It is just it's extraordinarily gay.
Yeah. And I guess, yeah, so to everyone in that party who's participating in this special, it is very exciting to see Piggy. So she is a star, but also in real life they know that she's a fictional character. And it's a joke, like it's a joke that she's like she could ever be that a pig could ever be a glamorous movie star, but everybody just loves the joke so much. I'm just trying to wrap my
I
head
know,
around all
yeah,
of
there's sort of
this.
like different layers of fiction going
Yeah,
on, and
right.
both like for her and then for the celebrities who are there and for
Yeah.
us, yeah, pretending. And in Hollywood, it is possible that pretending that someone is famous is actually what makes them famous. Like part of it, this is kind of a
Yeah.
critique of Hollywood glamour
Right.
and how like self-involved people are and how, you know, everybody, you build somebody up as a superstar and put them on a kind of a pedestal or put them on a litter and carry them around like
Yeah.
this.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a real life comparable, like a star with a comparable arc around this time to Miss Piggy, someone who came up on TV and became famous in movies. I don't know who that would be. I should have thought of that before.
Well, it's sort of like the people who are idolized at this point are Raquel Welch, Farrah Fawcett Majors,
Yes.
and Raquel is very much she's in this special and is very
Yeah.
much involved with the Muppets.
Right. Yeah. She was on a great episode of The Muppet Show, singing with Piggy. So, yeah.
So basically, this is camp. This is like the camp sensibility of a love of artifice and style, stylization of extravagance and exaggeration. It's kind of converting the serious into the frivolous. It is essentially making this very strange, exaggerated thing, pretending that this is serious. This is the most important thing
Oh, yeah,
that has
okay.
ever happened.
Right. Yeah, so in that way, I guess it is kind of taking the wind out of even the concept of celebrity or movie stars.
That everything is sort
Yeah.
of artificial and exaggerated. And then she sings a song about herself, which is amazing.
Baby face, I've got the cutest little baby face. There's not another one could take my place. Baby face, your poor heart is jumping. I guess I started something.
Yeah, I've got the cutest little baby face. Yeah.
There's not another one could take my place.
Right, because the song is usually in the second person tense. It's you've got
Singing
the
to
cutest little baby.
somebody. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she sings the line, "Your poor heart is jumping. I guess I started something," which is sort of a nod to this insane like fad that she's created in the last 2 years
Yeah,
of
Piggy
herself.
Mania. I noticed a laugh track in this song, which
Is
sounds like
there
it is a laugh track,
not the
not the actual
people?
audience
Oh,
reacting.
really?
So it is, I mean, maybe that's just because they're still kind of stuck in Muppet Show mode where they're adding a laugh track to everything. But yeah, then that's kind of like you don't know. Oh, so does the audience think this is genuinely a good performance of the song, or are they laughing at Piggy, you know?
Well, it ends with this very, very long, exaggerated note that she cannot sustain, that is part of
Right.
the joke,
Yes.
is that she is not the great singer that she believes that she is, that whatever you know, whatever she's saying about herself here, she can't actually sustain that.
Right.
You didn't need a show, because you just fell in love with my friend.
And then she says, all right, meet, let's move it. And they carry her away. And then people throw bouquets of roses.
Yeah.
Onto her chair as she goes by. It is an amazing moment that I love more than practically anything else in the entire world. It is just exactly like, it really just hits my sweet spot of crazy piggy worship.
Right, right. This is, kind of the peak of her stardom.
And then there's sort of these other places in the special where it then kind of makes a turn.
Yeah, even within the same special.
Yeah, kind of puts her back on like a more human level or you know, a pig level. So yes. There's the poolside interview, which you mentioned.
With the off-camera Rita Moreno, yes.
With the off-camera Rita, yeah. We're pretending that Rita Moreno went out and interviewed Miss Piggy, finds her poolside at the hotel. And when they get there, and she looks fabulous. When she's there.
Yeah.
It's very like photoplay movie magazine. She's kind of catching up on her correspondence with her secretary. And she's writing a letter that is to Jimmy Carter. That's to the president saying, yeah, oh, let's have lunch sometime. Best to Rosalind and Amy. And then someone yells, call for Miss Piggy.
Call for Miss Piggy.
Madeline, I shall just take the important calls. I must chat with Rita.
Yes, Miss Piggy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really awfully nice of you, Miss Piggy. I know how busy you must
be. Excuse me, it's Frank Sinatra.
Oh, no. Well, tell him I'm busy.
Yes, Miss Piggy.
He wants to do an album with me, and I just do not have the time.
Wow. Do you know what I would do to make an album with Sinatra?
I think so.
Which is a terrific, like, read on Rita.
That's very funny.
Yeah. And then Scooter comes up and he says he needs more dimes for the phone.
Yeah. Because he still has to do Robert Redford and Paul Newman from the list.
So that's the turn, is that, like, she is, even though she is as famous as we are seeing her in the Babyface number, she's still pretending. She's still sort of fantasizing.
Yeah, she's still not where she wants to be.
Yeah.
But she really wants to be there. She wants so much for Frank Sinatra to be calling her that she'll do anything, including just fake it to convince everyone else.
She's always on the cusp, I think. That's like an important thing that Frank Oz always sort of brought to the character, that, like, because he always said, like, the humor of the character is in pain. Like, she feels pain of rejection, or she's not loved in the way that she should be. And so there's always these turns. They do similar things, like she comes to the Emmy Awards, like she and Kermit go to the Emmy Awards and she thinks she's going to host the whole thing. And Kermit says, no, we're here just to read the rules.
No, you see, they just want us to read the rules.
You are putting me on.
That's it.
Are you out of your mind?
Well, what's wrong?
Kermit, excuse me.
What?
I did not spend 6 hours with Monsieur Jacques of Encino to read lousy rules.
You see, how can you give out awards unless people know how they were nominated in the first place?
Who cares?
Piggy!
Don't you piggy me! I am. Listen,
Piggy,
I'm a movie star. I
yes, yeah, but
this.
They just invited us out here to read the rules. Now, come
this
on now.
This is a cheap and tawdry
show. You're making it. You're embarrassing us out in front of the most important people in show business.
They do the same thing, like, on the Comedy Hall of Fame.
She's very upset.
Yeah, she gets real upset. She thinks that she's there. The Fantastic Miss Piggy show, where she's saying, like, oh, I have a whole series, and it turns out, no, you just have this special. Like, she's always sort of, like,
and that's another
down a little piece. Yeah.
Yeah, they're acknowledging her stardom enough to give her a variety special where she's the star. Her name is in the title. She's in every act, but then yeah, but then they still take it away from her at the end by like, no, this is not a series. You're just getting this one special. Yeah, I wonder if they if modern Muppet productions have drifted away from this aspect of what makes Piggy so funny. Like, I'm trying to think. I mean, the premise of the Muppets is that she is famous and has a late night talk show, the ABC sitcom, which maybe, I don't know, maybe it would be better if like they told us that the show was always struggling in the ratings or something.
Yeah, that's true. They don't really do that.
Yeah. She gets big stars on the show.
Yeah. The thing that she's sort of struggling with on the show, I think, is that like none of the other characters like her.
Right, she's a bad boss and she's sort of oblivious to that for most of the series.
And she's kind of above everybody else.
Yeah.
But that leaves her kind of lonely.
Yeah, which is a different kind of thing. Yeah,
Yeah.
it is funny when Piggy considers herself to be above everyone else. But yeah, I think it is, it's not quite what we're seeing in this peak Piggy stuff.
Yeah. So there's a moment in the special, to get back to the special, where Dick Van Dyke is interviewing Kermit and Piggy, and Piggy sort of like blowing kisses at passing celebrities, and he asks like, "Where are you staying while you're in Hollywood?" And Piggy gets very nervous.
Yes, good to see you too.
Miss Piggy, where are you staying in Hollywood? Here at the Ambassador, Bel Air, Beverly Wilshire?
We're all at the Bide a Wee Motor Court, Dick.
Kermit.
The Bide a Wee Motor Court?
Yeah, it's in downtown San Pedro.
It's très distingué, Ricardo. Emerging chic, if you know what I mean. I am in the presidential suite.
Oh, Piggy, you are not. No. You see, we stay there because they give us a good rate, and besides, we have to be somewhere that allows livestock.
Whoa! And that is a tension, I think, that the Muppets kind of are always in, that especially Kermit in this special is trying to kind of like undersell them. At the
Yeah.
beginning, he says, like, it's, you know, maybe we went too big.
Right, yeah, and he at the end it turns out that they all have to clean up the
Yeah.
venue after the party and Kermit's fine with that. They
It
got a
seems like he
better
prefers it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they got a better price that way
Yeah.
and Piggy is just yeah, she can't believe it. She's yeah, it seems beneath her.
Right.
Just like she doesn't want anybody to know that they're staying at the Bite a Wee Motor Court.
And so it's lovely sort of seeing her like there she's rubbing against Kermit, where he's like constantly trying to undersell how famous and important they are, and she's trying to oversell.
Yeah.
And there's another number, which is amazing. Piggy and Dick Van Dyke, he sings "You Ought to Be in Pictures"
Yeah.
with her and really pumps her up and says, "You're my kind of woman. You really belong in this town. You're a wonderful dancer." And it's they actually do like kind of a lovely, considering how like weird the whole special is with sort of just random like celebrities dancing and all this weird footage, that they do kind of a lovely puppet effect of her dancing.
The
Frank
dancing,
must
yeah.
be like kind of lying down on something with wheels, because
Right, because
he
we
kind of like
only ever
wheels
see
her
her
around.
from the waist up, like
Yeah.
usual, right? They didn't have another piggy puppet with full body
No.
movement. Yeah.
And so he kind of like sweeps her along through this dance.
Yeah, it works. It
It's
looked
really
good.
lovely.
And then that's set to, at one point they go to a montage of all these very glamorous photos of Piggy and all these costumes, which I assume are from,
They're all
no, the
from the
calendars.
calendar. Yeah.
Okay, the calendars had happened by that point, or one of them at least.
Yeah, it's all stuff from the 1980 Pig
Okay,
Dreams
yeah, because
calendar.
I looked it up. There were 1980 through 83 Piggy calendars, just Piggy, not Muppet Show calendars, Miss Piggy
Yes.
calendars,
Yeah.
which is another, like, in our reality, in the real world, Piggy was massively popular. She was one of the most famous characters.
And those calendars really sold too.
Right,
Like that was like the hugest personality calendar that they had.
whereas if there had been an episode of the Muppet Show where Piggy had been trying to sell calendars of herself,
She would have bought them all herself.
probably
She'd have
exactly, yeah.
Scooter go out and like buy three
Yes.
copies.
Yeah.
So it is this weird kind of like sort of tension, this rubbing against
Yeah. I want to use the word dichotomy, but I don't know if that would be an accurate use of that word, so I don't want to sound dumb.
I agree with you. Let's use the word dichotomy. Okay, I believe it is. Dichotomy. I also believe it's a dichotomy. A
fascinating dichotomy of Miss really Piggy.
We are going to live and die on that word.
Yes.
I love that.
Oh, she also dances with Charles Durning for a while. And Christopher Reeve, the most handsome man in Hollywood, shows up to try to cut in. She rejects Christopher Reeve and keeps dancing with Charles Durning. Although then later we see her dancing with Christopher Reeve.
With Christopher Reeve as well. Yeah. She gets everybody.
Yep.
It is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
And just a weird thing. And as you say, that at the end of the special, they're, you know, then they're required to clean up.
Yeah.
And so that is the weirdness of Miss Piggy at the top. And then 10 years later.
Miss Piggy presents a Miss Piggy production of a Miss Piggy concept. Miss Piggy's Hollywood. Starring Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy's Hollywood. This is 1989. It's kind of a half hour special that they aired as half of an episode of the Jim Henson Hour, and which nobody watched.
Correct. I mean, I did. And this is one of my, I had two, there were two episodes that my parents taped for me when the Jim Henson Hour aired on TV originally. It was this one. And then one that was the KD. So this was with Bobby McFerrin as the guest star in the first half. And the other one was Katie Lang with the second half being an episode of The Storyteller.
Yeah.
But that meant that this was one of the, this was one of the Muppet things that I watched over and over and over again. And it, to me, it's like one of the main Miss Piggy things, even though most people have never seen it.
But in your life.
Yeah.
This and was the Miss Piggy that you saw.
I still think it's great. It's such a, they pack so much into half an hour.
All focused on her, or at least for the most part focused on her, in a way that like the Fantastic Miss Piggy show gets weird and dark and doesn't quite work. I'm thinking specifically of the Andy Kaufman sections.
Tony Clifton, yeah. If listeners want to hear us talk more about that, you were a guest on the Moving Right Along episode where we talked for quite a while.
Forever, I believe. in some ways, we are still there.
I think it's one of our maybe top five longest episodes. So
I was so hoping that you were going for like our top five most listened to episodes.
It's up there. It is actually
that was my little Miss Piggy turn of like, oh, he's about to say fantastic.
I should have phrased that differently. But it's one of my favorite episodes.
Right.
How about that?
Me too. And it is one of the best. So one thing that's funny is that this episode is almost exactly 10 years to the day.
Yeah,
after
that's really
the Muppets Go Hollywood. That Muppets Go Hollywood was May 16th, 1979. And then Miss Piggy's Hollywood, May 14th, 1989.
Wow. Okay.
It is 2 days shy of the 10th anniversary. Which, of course, they did not intend.
No, I'm sure they didn't even know.
But this is, metaphorically, like, this is Piggy on the other end of the fame seesaw. Fortuna's wheel has turned. Yeah. And now Miss Piggy is not the most famous person in the world anymore.
Right.
And this was the Piggy, as you say, that you saw.
Yeah, well, right. Things are, I think this is what you mean, that things are different within the story, but things are also different in real life. Yeah, the Muppet Show's been over for a few years. And I mean, even the, like, Jim Henson and Frank Oz have tried different things. They've kind of gone back and revisited the Muppets over the years, but they did Dark Crystal and Labyrinth and Fraggle Rock, and Frank Oz is directing movies. So,
and the Jim Henson Hour is them coming back and trying to say, hey, once again, a weekly show on Saturday night. Was it Saturday night? Sunday night?
I think it.
Once again, a weekly show.
It started on Friday and then moved to Sunday, something like that.
Into that like Walt Disney, World of Disney kind of time slot.
Maybe. Yeah.
Trying to say like Jim Henson is the new Walt Disney.
Oh, yeah.
And that this is the new Muppet Show. And then nobody watched it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing kind of comparing it to that Muppets Go Hollywood time where they rose so fast.
Yeah. You know,
they got to like mega superstar level after a year, after 2 years. And then it's not that much like compared to the distance that we are from it now.
Yeah.
Lightning fast. the Muppets
Yeah,
kind
10
of
years
dropped.
doesn't seem like that long.
Yeah. And they were kind of sort of squeaking by at that
Yeah, and
point.
now they couldn't get anybody to watch a TV show.
Yeah. So talk about what are things that you love about the Piggies Hollywood?
Yeah, it's well, so the you mentioned Fantastic Miss Piggy show. Another thing about that is it's the whole Muppet Show gang is in
Right.
the control room. They keep cutting back to see all your friends from the Muppet Show that you remember on that show that just recently ended, I guess, at the time of that special.
Yeah, that was they'd just been about a year out.
Yeah, and this time a lot of the Muppet Show characters were on the Jim Henson Hour, but for Miss Piggy's Hollywood, it's just Piggy and Gonzo, and
Yeah,
that's it.
Gonzo as her associate producer.
Yes, he's just kind of tagging along and causing her frustration.
Saying that everything is cool.
this is the yeah, this is the era of Gonzo saying, "Wow, cool."
Evening, dear fans, and welcome to Moi's Hollywood. Won't vous hop on board this très lovely automobile with my chauffeur, bodyguard, and personal trainer, Lars? Is he not cute? Join us now as we visit such exciting Hollywood sights as the La Brea Tar Pits, Man's Chinese Laundry, the Hollywood Earwax Museum. Excuse me, Gonzo, let me see those cards.
Again, she really wants to be a celebrity. She's telling us she's a celebrity. She's gonna introduce us to all her celebrity friends. She's gonna show us the places where celebrities hang out. And then over the course of the special, we see that it's not actually true. She's not one of them. And when she encounters famous people, they don't really want to have anything to
They're
do with
not
her.
super into her. Yeah. And so the joke is like, here's we're gonna do Miss Piggy's Hollywood, Lars drive, we're gonna go. And he like lurches forward and she falls back and then just falls onto the street.
Yeah, early on things aren't going so well for her.
No. You know, another thing that makes this kind of an interesting special is that it is being made on the cheap, I think. I don't
I
think there are
guess
sets.
so. Some of it is definitely shot on these real locations.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying is there's a lot of like these location shoots that are like a street.
Yeah,
It's
oh no,
like
yeah, you're right.
a
They
street
didn't.
in Hollywood. It's like three characters. Oh, we forgot actually that Fozzie Bear is in it as well.
Oh yeah, duh, of
And
course.
yeah.
But he never interacts with with Gonzo and Piggy. They just cut to him a few times
Yeah, he's sort
because
of
he's supposed to be doing a report from the
interstitial.
comedy store, and it takes him a few times to actually get to the comedy store.
And so Piggy is driving around.
Dreams you dare to dream really do come true. Here we stars live as one big, happy, fabulous family. In our town, it is very common for a member of the family of stars, such as myself, to drop in on another star to chat or perhaps to borrow a cup of sugar.
They get up to a house and she's ringing the bell.
I doubt whether that's true anyway. I don't know,
Oh, that's absolutely not true.
maybe some celebrities just ring each other's doorbells and say hi, but yeah.
Yeah, I think that's another kind of like photoplay fiction, you know,
Right. It's that
famous
thing of
stars of
where we just
Hollywood thing.
assume that every famous person is friends with every other famous person.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they live in this incredibly glamorous place where you just everywhere you go,
Yeah.
there's just the most famous people in the world who are there.
Right, they're just all socializing together all the time.
Yes. Going to these fabulous parties.
Yeah.
And so that is what Piggy's trying to kind of lock into and is running up against the reality of that
Right.
not being true, and especially that not being true for her.
Can you see anybody?
Gonzo, I thought you were going to call ahead.
I was, but you said we could just drop in. You know, the family of the stars thing.
It seems we have a slight technical problem. Come along, Gonzo.
Oh.
Who lives here anyway?
I don't know.
Right. Piggy was so convincing, trying to convince us that she managed to convince Gonzo in the process.
Which
So
messes up her the fantasy that she's trying to create.
he had one job and he didn't even do it because he bought into fantasy.
And then basically, and then the rest of the special is basically that same joke over and over. She also goes to Rodeo Drive, which she calls Rodeo Drive,
Yes, of course.
where she goes shopping. There's a lovely moment where Lars needs to go park the car. And she yells as she's going into this fancy dress shop, go find a parking meter with some time on it already.
Yeah. She must know that the cameras are on, that we're watching her.
Yeah, she just, sort of all of these little breaks are bleeding through.
Yeah.
And kind of exposing the fantasy as being a sham.
So she's very overconfident walking into a clothing store on Rodeo Drive and asking how much a dress costs.
Oh, I love it! Oh, miss! Yo, miss!
May I help you?
Oh, yes. I wish to purchase this dress. How much is it?
23,000, madam.
23? Oh, gosh, and I wanted it in blue, too.
Well,
you don't have
blue? Well, we have blue, if you just step
you
over.
You do? Oh, actually, you know, I was looking for more of a petite size.
Well, we have all sizes, madam. Oh, you just...
Oh, you know, actually, do you have it in polyester?
No, madam. I'm so sorry.
Darn.
Which, once again, sort of she's trying to name drop. And then she goes to Universal Studios theme park.
Yeah.
Which is just a part of the special that I absolutely adore.
Yeah, I love the joke when she says we're going to get a behind-the-scenes look at Hollywood, and Gonzo says, I got our tickets right here. And she says, oh, we don't need tickets. And he says, oh, that's right, we had our hand stamped.
So and so here she is, like, showing us behind the scenes in Hollywood, which is just the Universal Studios Hollywood tour.
Yeah.
Where they show off all the special effects.
Yeah, the same summer the summer after this aired on TV, my family went on vacation to California and we went to Universal Studios and took the tram tour. So that is just so, like, this version of it is just so embedded in my memory because I had seen it on the Miss Piggy special and then I went and saw it in person and then I proceeded to watch that special over and over again. So,
and was that really, like, was that an accurate depiction?
Yeah, I think pretty much everything
that's on it.
I mean, like, the tram does not stop, so you can get a better look at King Kong, he can sing,
right?
Like he does in this. But yeah, and so this is actually, now that I think of it, this is similar to her singing "I've Got the Cutest Little Baby Face," because she's singing "That's Entertainment," but what she sings is "I'm Entertainment."
Yeah, it's another bespoke classic song for Piggy.
Yeah.
It's me that you've come here to see, this back lot where I give all I've got is where tricks make for big muffle pigs. Ha! That's entertainment.
But it's a little less convincing this time, I guess, than in the other special, because we've seen more evidence that she is not quite the star she wants us to think she is.
And the song that she's singing is partly about, like, special effects don't matter.
Right, because she's the
she's the
really
star.
Matters.
Yeah, you need the star in front of the camera.
Yeah, she says, without me, it's a flop. What would there be to see, sir, if it's not starring me, sir? She's what really matters. A screen without me just cannot be. I'm entertainment.
And kind of, you know, and then part of the joke here is just that everything behind her actually is so interesting and exciting to look at.
Yes.
And all
yes,
she can do is, like, lean over, which historically is something that she seems to think makes her fascinating.
Yeah, she does it a lot. She does that pose.
It's a thing I've never entirely understood.
I guess I don't understand it, but it's funny.
Yeah. That she thinks this is modeling for Miss Piggy as she kind of leans over.
Yeah. At a 90 degree. I bet everyone who's listening knows what pose we're
exactly
talking about.
Exactly that. So. Yeah.
But even then, they can't let her just have this moment because at the end of this song, she gets blown up by the Miami Vice stunt show, which has since been replaced by the long running Waterworld stunt show.
They still have, oh, that.
Waterworld is still running. I was just back there a month ago.
That's a real diss on Miami Vice then. And then we go back to the Family of Stars bit where she goes to another house and they get chased away by dogs.
Yeah, no celebrity wants to give Piggy the time of day.
And so where is she? Like, so there is this question of, like, is she famous at all here?
Yeah, it's just most people either are just ignoring her or just want to shake her off as soon as possible. But it is like the question is, what version of Piggy is this? Is this... Is this the Piggy who was just the star of the Muppet movie 10 years ago, like if you asked George Wendt,
mm-hmm.
why is Miss Piggy, would he tell you that? Or is this some version of reality? Yeah, it's always, that's always the thing with the Muppets. Like,
yeah, it's that weird push and pull.
Yeah, the Muppet Show is a hit TV show. We know that, but in on the show, don't. It has to be kind of like not a very successful show.
Right.
To be funny.
Yeah, and so here, kind of even like going out in the world, having this what used to be a superstar pig now kind of flailing around, trying to show some glamour. Although honestly, like I'm not sure anything looks that glamorous in this. Everything looks a little tired.
Yeah, this was a different era of Hollywood. Yeah. Maybe a transitional era. I do want to mention though too. I just remembered earlier in this Jim Henson Hour episode, in the half of it, the first half of it with Bobby McFerrin as the guest star on Muppet Television. This is the one where they're tracking the ratings.
Right.
Actually was probably not a great idea to do for such an early episode of the show, considering what happened to it. That nobody watched it. But
very prescient.
They have these monitors where they can see the ratings going up and down, like in real time.
Mm-hmm.
And Piggy calls Kermit on the phone. And as soon as the audience hears that Piggy's on the phone, the ratings shoot up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everybody is excited that Piggy is on the show. Like, people are switching their TVs over to NBC just because, I don't know, their friend called them and said, oh, Piggy's on, something right. like that. And then as soon as he's done with that phone call, the ratings drop again. Yeah.
And so then he has to promise that, oh, but Miss Piggy, like, later on, Miss Piggy's coming back.
Yeah, exactly. She's going to be back for the next half of the show. Yeah. But, so that implies that the audience, at least, really is still excited to see Piggy. But in reality, we know that that's not true, or at least it wasn't enough for anybody to tune in to this television program.
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah.
So she has some more fun with Justine Bateman.
Yes,
they go to the Beverly Hills Hotel, where she is going to talk to Justine Bateman. She believes that she is there to be interviewed by Barbara Walters.
Right, and Piggy is playing it like, I think she wants us to believe that she's just, oh, there's my friend, Justine Bateman.
Stopping by, yeah, we're going to talk.
Yeah, at the pool.
Yeah.
But Gonzo has called ahead, and he's had to improvise, he says, and tell them that Barbara Walters wants to interview Justine Bateman.
Yeah, and Piggy didn't even know that he was doing that.
Right.
That was the only way that he could actually get her to come out.
Right.
Superstar Justine Bateman.
What? That's us.
What's us?
Well, when I gave your name, her agent wouldn't come to the phone. I improvised the Barbara Walters stuff. It's a bit clever, huh?
Well, Justine, there seems to have been one of those incy-teensy Hollywood mix-ups.
What do you mean? What happened to Barbara Walters?
Oh, a lovely woman, isn't she? And if she were here, I'm certain she'd want to begin by asking you...
You mean Barbara Walters isn't coming?
No.
And Justine Bateman gets very angry with her.
Yeah, Piggy's question is about what is her greatest challenge as a star?
Right.
And Justine Bateman goes into this thing about a difficult acting task. Like, for example, if her character has been betrayed, if somebody has lied to her, and then it just builds up to her pushing Piggy into the pool.
Yep. It's another fall.
Yeah, yeah. Piggy. It's true. Wow, she's
she gets pushed around a lot.
Yeah, she's humbled. The star is so humbled in front of us in this.
And then there is just one final crash for her that ends up with her getting lifted up again.
Yes.
Is that she goes to another house. She says it's Roger Moore's house. And she rings the bell and she just cracks.
Let us knock, shall we? And a dear, dear, sweet personal friend of mine, Roger Moore, will come right out here and talk to you, my Audie. Stop! That's it. Stop. I've had it. I can't do it anymore. I'm an honest woman. I cannot lie to my public anymore. Look, I promised to show you my celebrity friends, and you've seen what's happened. I mean, it's a sham. It's not the show I envisioned. I've tried so hard to give you what you want, and it's hard being a pig in Hollywood. You know, I can't do my best.
Yeah. Would they have had the Piggy of 1979 say the words, it's a sham? Would she have been able to admit that really, in 1979?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think she would have refused.
I think so, yeah.
Because she does get caught out with the scooter thing in Muppets Go Hollywood.
Right, that's true, yeah.
Where it's a very similar scene, actually. Right. The two poolside scenes.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, are very
but
similar.
But she's able to shrug it off in that case and just keep going. She just speeds along.
And the way that in Muppets Go Hollywood, the way that ends is like that gets exposed, and then she kind of just looks at the camera and goes, ah, ha, 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 ha. Yes, and then mercifully,
Piggy trademark.
Yeah. Mercifully, it just fades out. And so we don't have to see
like
her embarrassment or what happens then.
Yeah. That one has other Muppets to spend time with. Mm-hmm. We don't have to. She doesn't have to have an arc in that special like she does in this one.
And it's very beautiful, I think. It's really nice. I think it's nice writing. It's going back to, you know, that Frank Oz idea that Piggy is all about pain, that she starts to cry. She says, I've tried so hard. It's hard being a pig in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And it really is. And you really feel for her in this moment. Yeah. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, this is why classic era Piggy is so good. She has layers.
Yeah.
There's so much to the character.
And so funny that, you know, for us, the thing that she's rubbing up against is herself. It's her own kind of self-image and what we're supposed to think about her.
Yeah.
And then there's what I consider to be a fantasy sequence, because Dudley Moore comes out.
Miss Piggy, it is you.
Dudley! Dudley Moore! Oh, what a delight to see you!
Miss Piggy, at my house, where are my manners? Please come in.
Oh, thank you! Woo!
Miss Piggy, I can't believe you're here. This is like a dream come true. I mean, you don't know how often I've imagined, hoped you'd be in here with me.
And the reason why I think that this is a fantasy is his house looks the way that I would like my house to look, which is open plan, decorated entirely with Miss Piggy merchandise.
It's all Miss Piggy stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's, I guess, bought all this Miss Piggy merchandise. He is appearing in a special where it's been made clear to us that people in Hollywood are not really interested in Piggy. But the reason all this merchandise exists is that Piggy is very popular and the Muppet Show was huge and she was the most popular character from it, which is why they made this all stuff this
even
stuff.
Exists. Although some of it, he implies that he had some of it commissioned. And they show, do you know the phone, the telephone that you see in there?
Yeah, I caught a glimpse of it.
It's was not actually produced. That was a prototype that they made.
Oh, okay.
It's called The Spirit of the Telephone. Michael Frith, in his absolute adoration of Miss Piggy, he designed this really beautiful Art Deco phone that never actually got produced.
Oh, wow.
And so the prototype of it is sitting in Dudley Moore's house.
Mm-hmm.
Along with all these 8x10s and Sigma ceramics.
The infamous Piggy Bank is there. Piggy Bank. People may have seen pictures of online.
Where she has a coin slot in her cleavage.
Correct.
And they kind of have a love scene.
Yeah. Yeah. He just can't believe that Miss Piggy is in his house.
And there is something that he has always wanted to do with her. He kind of leans her back.
I don't think I understood this joke.
Oh, when you were
when
a kid?
I was 7 or 8 when this was on. Yeah.
There is one thing. Something I've always wanted to share with you, something that I think could be very, very beautiful for both of us.
Dudley, we're on television.
That'll make it even better, don't you think?
Well, Dudley, dear, what do you have in, what do you have in mind?
Sing with me.
Sing? Oh, I knew that.
And so they have a really lovely little duet where they sing Our Love Is Here to Stay.
Yeah, that is a nice moment. And it's a nice way to end the special because it kind of, the conclusion is that it doesn't matter that she is not part of the Hollywood end crowd, at least at large, because she found at least one person who
who believes in her.
Yeah, who really values her and yeah, believes in her and appreciates her and just wants to sing a song with her. And that makes her feel better.
And if what she wants is to be loved.
Yeah.
You know, if she can't be loved by that security guard over at Danny DeVito's house, she's not loved by sitcom stars.
Right.
George Wen and Justine Bateman. I know how painful that can be. At least she is truly loved by Dudley Moore and me and her her most devoted fans who continued to love her long after everybody else moved on.
Yeah. So whether she's famous in the story or not, and whether she's famous in real life or not, at least, yeah, I think there's always going to be some of us fans who appreciate her and adore her.
And that is kind of like, that's where that special comes to rest. And then that's the story of you and me. Kind of now here all the way 30 years after that and after they are even less famous. Like, you know, they went through, you know, real ups and downs over the next 30 years.
Right. There were times when people at large, like the audience, the general audience started caring about Miss Piggy again. And there were times when they kind of forgot about her.
Yeah. The fortune's wheel has spun several times.
Right. But some of us have been there the whole time.
Yeah.
But still, when they have a project to promote, I think this is consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime Miss Piggy appears on a talk show, the audience loves it. Yeah,
yeah.
Everyone is so happy to see Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
Even if it's like, oh, wow, I forgot that Miss Piggy existed. But now that I'm reminded and I see her and I hear her being funny, it's...
Yeah. Well, there was this funny moment where when it was announced that she and Kermit had broken up sort of as part of the promotion for the sitcom, it made a huge splash. Like everyone was talking about, oh my
people
God, Miss Piggy.
So invested in it. Yeah.
And then they didn't watch the show.
I know.
Which is so annoying.
I know. Where were they?
I mean, it was partly that was the show's fault, not necessarily the audience's in many ways. But for that moment, like Piggy was an enormous sensation.
Right. There were millions of comments on the internet from people who did not buy a ticket to go see Muppets Most Wanted.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go out of their way to go see that movie starring Miss Piggy. But when they heard the news that Miss Piggy and Kermit were breaking up, they were devastated.
They had feelings.
They did. They felt so strongly about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even to this day, Piggy
can be a huge deal.
Sometimes she's still famous.
Ryan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. This has been fun.
What would you like to plug?
I will mention again the Moving Right Along Muppet Movie Podcast. I don't know when this episode will be premiering, but we are preparing to start on Muppet Treasure Island 2 minutes at a time. We haven't started recording yet, but that will be coming soon.
And you also have had some special shows recently.
Yes, we as we record this, we recently posted our bonus episode about John Denver and the Muppets at Christmas Together. I think Anthony and I and our guest Beth Cook probably liked that special more than you do, if I remember right. And then before that, we did a bonus episode on Muppet Classic Theater, which occupies a really strange space, I think, in the history of Muppet productions. Because it's just this
VHS. Whether they are famous or not. Yeah, because they do. Yeah. It's a nice production, but they do it direct to video and not on television.
Yeah, it's a direct to VHS special I don't think has ever really been released anywhere else.
Yeah.
But we discovered when we did that episode that a lot of people had that tape and watched it, and that was one of the formative Muppet texts of their childhoods. So,
as Miss Piggy's Hollywood was for you.
Yes, exactly. You just never know.
Yeah, exactly. So, thank you, Ryan. And kissy kissy and thank you for listening to this episode of the Fantastic Miss Piggy podcast, brought to you by my friends at toughpigs.com. In the next episode, there's another interview. I've got several more interviews coming up with very exciting people. Next week, Jim Henson biographer Brian J. Jones talking to me about how awesome Miss Piggy is. A big thank you to Joe Hennis for being my Dudley Moore and inviting me in to sing my song. I also want to give special thanks to the editors of Muppet Wiki. Life itself would not be possible without Muppet Wiki. So, I love y'all. If you have comments or questions or you know stuff about Miss Piggy that you'd like to share, you can write to me at fantasticmisspiggy@gmail.com. That's fantasticmisspiggy@gmail. And please do. It's been really nice hearing from people. I'm also on X at FantasticMissP, or come and join us on the Tough Pigs Discord. Thank you, everyone. I'll see you next time.
Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.